Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NHL's Stanley Cup playoffs yesterday, the Islanders opened their second-round series by blanking the Flyers 4-0. In Major League Baseball, the Yankees, Red Sox, and Mets were all off last night. The Blue Jays topped the Rays 6-4, and the Marlins ripped the Nationals 11-8. The Mets will resume their schedule today after no additional members tested positive for COVID-19. Two positive tests postponed four of the team's games last week, but they'll start with a doubleheader against the Marlins today and make up their weekend Subway Series against the Yankees with doubleheaders on Friday and Saturday at Yankee Stadium and a single game at Citi Field on September 3rd. Also tonight, Shenandoah graduate Ian Anderson is expected to make his Major League debut, pitching for the Braves against the Yankees. That game starts at 7:10 p.m. In NBA news, the 76ers have fired coach Brett Brown just a day after his seventh season ended in a postseason sweep. The 76ers were 43-30 this season and had woefully underachieved in a year when they were expected to be serious contenders in the Eastern Conference. Injuries played a key role in their struggles. In NFL news, the lab used by the league for COVID-19 tests says an isolated contamination caused 77 most likely false positive results. In a statement, BioReference Laboratories says the test results on Saturday were contaminated during preparation at its lab in New Jersey. 11 teams were affected, and the tests were re-examined and found to be false positives. Also in football, the Dolphins say they will allow up to 13,000 socially distancing fans to attend their home opener against Buffalo on September 20th. It's a decision that has divided political leaders and upset the Bills coach. I'm Jesse King.